One of the biggest water carting projects in Australian history has just begun in the Queensland town of Stanthorpe. The first of about 50 trucks has hit the road to transport 1.5 million litres of water a day. It's coming from Warwick, 60 kilometres away, to Stanthorpe's Storm King Dam, which has been drained by drought. Tracy Dobby is the Southern Downs Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
The trucks started rolling about an hour ago. Talk us through just what will happen over the day.
Well, the trucks will load with water at the five standpipes set up on the New England Highway. So the water is coming out of Conley Dam, so at the corner of Conley Dam Road, and then they will drive to Stanthorpe, turn at the big roundabout just south of Stanthorpe and head out to Storm King Dam, where there are another five standpipes set up where they'll unload that water. It'll go into 2 1-megalitre tanks, and then the water will be gravity fed through the pipeline from those tanks into the mains water line that goes from Storm King Dam to the treatment plant. So for the first few weeks, we'll be treating a blend of water from Conley and Storm King Dams until Storm King Dam gets down to 280 megalitres, and then we'll leave that water there for environmental purposes for the fish and bird life.
And how long would you expect this to continue? I'm assuming until it rains, is that right?
Yes, until we get sufficient rain for inflow and a sustainable amount of water in Storm King Dam. So we had a little bit of rain last week, around about 50 megs or so, 50 mils. Sorry, I'm talking megalitres.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was 50 megalitres?
Wouldn't that be fantastic? No, we had about 50 mil, but there was no inflow from that into Storm King Dam, unfortunately. Whereas about a month ago, we had a little bit of rain and it gave us 5 days' worth of extra water in Storm King Dam. So our rain is really patchy at the moment. So it really has to be a number of days of heavy, intense, sustained rain to put water into Storm King Dam.
And so without trucking this water in, when would the water have run out for Stanthorpe? What would have happened?
Well, it was never our intention that the water would run out in Stanthorpe. We have been planning for this for some time. When we didn't get rain 2 summers ago, we knew that it wasn't a great outlook for our region, and so we started planning then for this eventuality. And, you know, rain is one of those things. You live in hope that it will rain, but you have to prepare for it not to rain, and it didn't. We got no rain last summer, no rain this year, no rain in spring, and so here we are. You know, Storm King Dam is called Storm King for a reason, but there just haven't been those storms, and we just haven't had the inflow to provide water for us. So we would have always provided water. That has been our plan the whole time.
Carting such huge amounts of water can't be cheap. How much is it costing, and who's actually paying?
Well, the state government has very generously provided the funding for this project. So they provided $2.4 million to build the emergency water infrastructure, and then providing up to $800,000 a month. We aren't doing full trucking at the moment. As I said, it's a blend of water that is being treated in Stanthorpe at the moment. Full trucking will commence when Storm King Dam gets down to that 280 megalitres. And the amount carried each day will vary, of course, depending on usage. Once the kids go back to school, usage increases at the schools. But, we will manage all of that. And, you know, we're very grateful to the state government for their support. And we're very grateful to our residents who have been so good in getting their water usage down.
So the water usage is down for the households, but would you expect that this water is primarily for households, or is the horticulture industry, which is incredibly important for Stanthorpe, will that also benefit?
No, this is purely for drinking water. So Storm King Dam provides the drinking water for Stanthorpe. So the water will be used by residents who live in Stanthorpe and are connected to the reticulated water system. It'll be used by businesses and industry that are connected to the reticulated water system. And it'll be used by our rural residents, those very horticulturalists you're talking about, whose house tanks have run dry because there's no rain. So they can buy water, either by water truck delivery, or they can come into town themselves, in this case Stanthorpe, and fill up their 1,000-litre cubes at the standpipe. So this is drinking water that we're talking about here, not horticultural water.
Now that the emergency water carting has begun, I understand that Southern Downs will now move to emergency water restrictions. Just how tough are they?
Well, we're talking now at 80 litres per person per day. So if you have a look at the council website, you'll see we've put a water wheel up there showing what is a standard household usage of 80 litres per person per day.
And what does that look like?
Well, it all depends on what you use your water for, but it talks about what you would use for drinking, for pets, for bathing, for washing, for cleaning, for washing up, for cooking, for example. And we have gradually brought our residents down over this last year now. So last summer we brought in our first level of water restrictions and we have gradually moved down. So our residents have had a year now to adapt each stage as we've moved down from, you know, medium to high to, I forgot what the last one was. It's just been such a long time. But now we're at extreme, which is 80 litres per person per day.
And is that in place now?
It'll start, 80 litres will start on Thursday. Our businesses too have been fantastic. You know, many of our businesses have reduced their usage by over 50%. And it's been a great learning experience for all of us. You know, there's no doubt our climate is changing. There's no doubt we've got lazy in the way in which we've used our water in the past. This has been a great learning experience and I hope that when it does rain again, we don't go back to wasting the water the way we have. And our businesses have shown that they can continue to produce, particularly in our industrial estates, for example, the same quality products they were producing before, but 50% less water. It's been quite astounding, actually.
Now, your area has dealt with a number of bushfires this season already. There's some pretty severe conditions forecast this week. How are you looking in your region?
Well, you're exactly right. We were very lucky. We got a little bit of rain a week or so ago, which has, I guess, freshened the countryside up, but I'm afraid it has had no impact in the dryness of our bushland. So we are very nervous for this coming week. It is extremely dry and windy. And, you know, the conditions from the bushfires that we already have in our region means that with any change of wind, we have huge smoke hazes that come across our urban living centres here on the Southern Downs. So we're not looking forward to this next week at all. It's at 40 degrees here. And, of course, for our agriculturists, particularly our graziers, those who still have sheep and cattle, and horses on their properties, this is going to be a difficult week.
Certainly a tough week for many parts of the country. Tracy Dobie, thank you for joining us this morning and all the best.
Thank you and good luck.
Tracy Dobie is the Mayor of the Southern Downs Regional Council.